Last week, you heard from Sergeant Matt Nedro. He recorded his diary entry in March from Nasr Wa Salam, a small military base shared with the Iraqi army. In April, Nedro's unit moved back to where they'd first been stationed, the large base called Camp Liberty. In this journal entry, Sergeant Jason Burrows talks about what it's like to live out of a soldier's rucksack.
Sergeant Jason Burrows, Friday, April the 17th, 2009. We've been in Iraq now for a couple months. We've recently just moved. We were out on a little compound that we shared with the Iraqi army. It's kind of interesting to look back at when this whole deployment started back in mid to late September, of all the moves that we've actually done. You know, we started out, we're at Belfont for a few days, getting the last bits of admin and everything done, tidying up the home station. And then from there, we moved down to Camp Shelby, Mississippi, and we were there for about a month and a half or so. Then from there, we went to Fort Polk, Louisiana. We were there for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I can't really remember. And then from there, went to Fort Dix, New Jersey, basically making sure all of our paperwork was in order, our final health assessment. There, we went to Fort Indiantown Gap then for a couple days. Then we got to go home on Christmas leave for about a week and a half or so. Then we came back from there. We're at the Gap for about a week or two. We went down to Fort Dix, New Jersey for another few days before we actually flew out. And we went to Kuwait. And we were in Kuwait for a week to week and a half. And then from there, we finally came into Iraq then. And we're on this main base here for about a week, week and a half or so until we moved out to our little compound for about 2 months or so. And then we just moved back here to the same base, but we're in a different area of the base. It's quite nicer, actually. It's just crazy to think back of all the different moves that we've made in the last few months. It kind of makes your head spin just to think about. We've basically been living out of our duffel bags for the last half of a year or so. You know, pack up, unpack. And I think every stop along the way, we've kind of made our little home away from home. I know some people have been talking about that, you know, they'll never call this their home over here. But I guess to some others, you know, they kind of go by the old quote, home is where you make it. That's kind of how I feel. You know, when we come back in from patrol, I'd always say to my guys, like, oh, it's nice to be back home again. And they kind of give me a crazy look. But, I mean, in reality, that's what it is. I mean, when I was at college, I considered my apartment my home, even though my real house was, you know, a good 45 minutes away. And over here, my real house is about 8,000 miles away and about a 24-hour plane ride. But all in all, I mean, you know, when we finally get in a location we know we're going to be in for a while, we try and make it our own. Each person has their own little ways about of doing things. You know, some people like to put a bunch of pictures up on the wall. Some people like to spray their favorite cologne or maybe light a candle or whatever it is that makes them feel like they're at home. We try and do. I know it's tough in this environment, but for the most part, it's not too hard. Right now, we're staying in little two-man buildings. They're probably 15 feet by 15 feet. Doesn't really sound that big, but considering what we've been living in for the last few months, it's actually quite nice. We have two men living in here, two wall lockers, two beds, fairly comfortable air conditioners. You know, some people have refrigerators. Some people have TVs. They'll have desks set up for their computers to write letters on, whatnot. All in all, though, I definitely feel like I'm home wherever I am. You know, I can make home on the side of a mountain or even in this place that we call Iraq. I'm not necessarily getting homesick, but I think some people definitely are now. You know, we've been away for a while now. It kind of seems like we're getting near the end, but in reality, you know, we just passed the halfway point. So, more to follow.
That was Sergeant Jason Burrows of the Pennsylvania National Guard's 56th Striker Brigade in an audio diary entry from Iraq. I'm Cynthia Berger, WPSU.